That's absolutely, that is absolutely one medium in a whole arena, ring vast.
Okay, so
that's just like saying,
although it didn't explain what I was actually talking about,
Rockwool is one medium out of a lot. That's why I said, what is a medium? And you said that it was one thing and it's actually a lot of things. You was being vague. You know, you're still a student. You're still a student to the game. You know, one day.
There's so many things that could be a medium for spawning.
One day we're going to have cookies and juice and you will graduate from kindergarten of the growing game. Okay? You will literally graduate from kindergarten of growing. Because you are really in preschool, you are coloring on your pots, and you are coloring on your medium right now. So when you graduate from preschool of the game of growing, we will let you play. We'll let you begin to play with other toys like, we'll let you play with Flood and Drain. What's that? What's Flood and Drain? Do you know? What is that?
You're just talking.
No, I'm asking a couple questions.
You're just talking. You sound like you're a political individual on a debate. You want everybody to hear you.
I am political about the plants. I'm political about the plants and the people that play with the plants. Okay? That's a political situation.
Listen, Trent.
Listen, man.
It sounds to me like
you don't have to get vulgar. No one's calling you out of your name. We're just stating facts. Look, don't emotionally. Listen. Mentally respond and don't emotionally react. Okay. Mentally respond and don't emotionally react. Okay. Mentally respond. Let's keep it mental. Now, what was we talking about?
What I'm telling you is, why are we having this conversation? It seems to me that you're a butthurt because of my conversation in the past. So now we're having this conversation.
Well,
so if you're butthurt about it, because I told you, I apologize to you earlier. You did not heed that information that I gave to you. And not only that, why are you belligerent? Or in a subtle way, but yet questioning my skills. I'm sorry.
Your lack of.
If I did something extraordinary for you, and you were envy that, ooh, you should. That's okay, but don't be, mad about it.
You know.
Take it in.
Okay.
Do you better you?
My thing.
Listen, you should be addressing me as master right now because
Oh, you're one hell of a cook. You just cannot cook a plant. You cannot cook a plant. That's all. The only plant you can cook is some collard greens. But you can't cook some good greens. That's what I'm saying. Okay, that's all I'm saying. And you're right. You are a master. You're a master baiter when it comes to putting down some shit in the soil that really is going to come back and it's going to grow and finesse. And just like I said, and I wasn't really blaming it on you. I think that you were a pioneer when people were, basically having buggy whips and buggies with horses on them. And then once it became more popular in the Twin Cities where they start opening shops, it became more convenient and they had more technology and things of that nature. So the growing got better. You just was a pioneer with a horse and buggy and you was playing tuggy war with them goddamn roots in the basement. You was having horse and buggy tug of war, son.
Excuse me for being a traveler, But you know, I travel far and near, and I see things that are beautiful, and I want to create. I'm my own innovator. Excuse me for being an innovator.
Yeah.
I took it upon my hands to do what I feel I can do within my possibilities.
Okay.
But you know, at the same time, because even back then, when I hooked up, when I hooked the sand in it with the cranberry joints and iced them on, and that onion,
hell of a cook.
You were doing that ever since.
You're a hell of a cook, and yes, you're right. I did. I did get a recipe or two from you. It's fine. As far as like, you know, cooking stuff, yes. But actually, to be honest, I think what you did was you tried, and I don't know if you succeeded.
Bottom line. Let's smoke.
It did smoke. It was one of those.
Come over to the crib.
It was really stringy. It was really stringy.
Like, wow. And you went to the crib and you made that shit. You were making that shit ever since. You probably still make them dishes today.
But you know, in the future, we're gonna be in a position to have all the mediums necessary.
Alright.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, man. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know what the optimal medium is, but I know what
we're gonna have everything that's necessary for, you know, production, the manufacturing and distribution.
Of
quality
processing.
What use is it?
Processing, quality controlled processing.
What use is it?
And
information you talk to me. I have no clue about that.
It's gonna we're gonna elevate the game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you're gonna be one of our first students of the game. You're gonna be one of our first students.
So what made you thought that I would choose you as a teacher? Let me email.
Well,
if I wanted a teacher, I'll just talk to year.
Yeah.
What kind of teacher are you anyway?
He's not gonna have time for you. I may not even have time for you. You may have to talk to my understudy actually. To get the information. So we're gonna figure this out.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, we're gonna have to figure this out. Where you stand in the program here.
I'm just gonna say this, Trent McClain. I'm happy to figure that out. But this is not gonna figure out. Okay. So just become one with the damn and just realize that the realization is never going to happen.
Don't worry, you're talking like you're not gonna get a good position. See, that's the talk of a person that's worried about the position. Don't worry about you. We got a good position for you. We think you're so loyal you can carry the soil.
Who the fuck is we?
Yeah, man. We need people that are loyal enough to carry the soil. If you're not loyal enough to carry the soil, then, you know, where can we go from there?
It sounds like Dolomite right now, man, but, you know, it's all good, man. In the hood.
We're good. I'm just saying, man.
But it's okay.
I ain't trying to rhyme. I'm just saying. It sounds good. It just sounded good. Yeah. Yeah. You just need somebody loyal enough to carry the soil, man.
Tell me that you're like you're in practice right now, like you're in training.
I am.
You're in training, okay?
Yeah. I am.
It's all good, man.
I'm fucking around.
Eventually, you'll get there.
Yeah.
Eventually.
I'm fucking around.
You know, don't hate on my endeavors, man.
Nah, you had it, man. You sparked the whole. You sparked it.
Blue stones in place. You know,
yeah, you sparked it.
they can follow those stones.
And that's what I said. Road, you know what I'm saying? I said you sparked it, but I don't know how good they were. No, they were cool.
Well, you know, I have someone that's at your house that could testify on my endeavors and what I've done and what I've created from nothing. So, there okay. you go.
All right.
I hope that helps you out there, bud.
Okay, yep. Yeah, that's this word is fine. This word is good.
But hey, we got, you know, the end of Prohibition coming soon, so.
Prohibition.
Yeah, cannabis prohibition. You know, it's like liquor. That shit's about to, it's about to be, you know.
Best
so,
now.
So it's going to be legal, so it's going to be able to really come out the shadows of the depths.
Right. Yeah, I got shit. I got it.
No, I think it's really going to come out the shadow of the depths, especially after what just happened in America.
Right.
That's going to be one of the bones they think they're going to throw to us.
Yeah.
That's going to be one of their bones. Because, you know, they're going to throw a grip of bones at us. They're talking about defunding the police and things of that nature. And I think one of the biggest bones that they're going to throw at us is the real legalization of marijuana in all of these states that, especially this one.
Right.
Especially this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is like global.
It's just, yeah, this is
when they open the markets up, when they open the markets up, we want to be involved in that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So whatever, our family members, whatever, whatever, you know, we get them all involved, you know.
Right. I mean, niggas, is, I seen it, it was a beautiful thing, nigga. They're protesting in Africa, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Motherland.
Yeah.
So I was like, whoa,
yeah,
okay.
This is fucking crazy, you know what man. I mean? What do you think about Candace Owens?
Who was that?
You don't know who Candace Owens is? Candace Owens is, it's kind of a radical right winger that you know anything right, black. She's a sister, but you can't tell she's a sister. She's the only person in America that said that she doesn't believe that George Floyd should be commemorated as a martyr.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No.
She's a sister. Exactly.
She's a fucking bitch. And she had her, did she get uppercutted and fucking knocked the fuck out to her right motherfucking sense? It's like, nigga, go look in the mirror, you stupid bitch.
I know. Absolutely.
Candace Owens.
They would do that to any motherfucker. They would do that to her.
Yeah.
She's, like, what?
Yeah.
No,
that's funny that you said that because actually, Kanye West is one of the only people in America that said that he appreciates her having a strong, independent mind. But this was before all of this George Floyd shit because she's been, you know, pretty much talking right wing. She's a little cute little sister, and you would look at her and you would not believe the things that comes out of her mouth, man. And you'd be like, how can you even talk the way that you do? I mean, she's just like any other, you know, Caucasian intelligent that brings a lot of brings some realistic stuff to bullshit. You know, just try to mix the real in with the fake. Well, and that's kind of, that's how she'd be faking it. She'd be acting like that's really her agenda is the love of her people, and that's why she doesn't want.
Dude, I watched some shit on CNN, and there was a black lawyer, dude. And he was a Republican representative, nigga. And this nigga even said, you know what, this is he spoke upon his people, nigga. He was a Geechee looking motherfucker. Sold out, well, he looked like a sold out. He looked like an Uncle Tom sold out motherfucker.
That's Candace Owens.
But you know what? If you haven't heard her views, and you know what? I'm totally against her. Listen to her. Listen how warped she. I shouldn't even say that because I don't want you to have your own identity with her. You know, I want you to have your own views when you see her. I want you to be. You know, but just listen to. I know who you are, and I know how you are, and I've been around you for all my motherfucking life, pretty much. So. I know what your views is going to be, and your views is going to be exactly kind of how ours is or mine is. I don't know. I've even talked to Fidel about it.
I'm not seeing her as an imbecile.
Yeah.
It's like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious? It's like, huh? And it's like, why are you even on TV making a mockery of yourself? Just from what you told me, she's making a mockery of herself, and what she's doing is destroying her reputation as a Republican.
Well, she's got a lot of people with her at this point, and that's the weirdest thing about it. Like, and actually, I just kind of really kind of got up on her the last couple days. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course, like, yeah, like, I just kind of started doing the knowledge to her, like, these last few days, and, you know, she's been doing, she's actually been doing a couple of, she did a couple of conferences, you know what I'm saying, big hall conferences. You know what I'm saying? Where, you know, the student body and things of that nature. And, you know, she had a big attendance there, you know, just to hear her speak. You know, so, I mean, you know, she's got a lot of people that's on her team at this point. But I just, my first time getting into her, and I dug into her the other day, and I just realized that, I understand. And, you know, she has a few points, but she mixes it in with such, egregious type of comments. It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Like, it seems like they're white, they're right wing conservative points.
Yeah, it's weird. Like,
represented by a black person.
I guess that might be just weird itself to see that.
Can I ask a question? So she speaks of George Floyd.
Of course.
Okay.
In a negative. All right. No, she doesn't just. Hold up. Let's break this down. She doesn't just speak of George Floyd. What she actually does is she breaks down George Floyd's whole criminal career. She goes on to say that George Floyd first got in trouble in, like, 2004, he did an armed robbery. She goes on to say all kind of shit.
Let me cut you off right here.
Yeah.
No matter what his fucking ass criminal record was.
Absolutely.
That fucking punk ass white boy shouldn't have sat there with his knee on his neck killing this nigga.
Right.
He was already in handcuffs. He did it on TV, nigga. He killed that brother, and you can see the nigga rocking back and forth on his neck with his hand in his pocket.
Absolutely.
With that fucked up look on his face. He killed that brother, man.
Yeah.
No matter what that nigga did.
No. Check it out.
If he was in police custody, you got motherfuckers going to be like, oh, well, he was a cop. Don't give a fuck what he was.
Hey.
Or if he murdered 3-4 motherfuckers. It doesn't matter. They had him arrested. They have a job to do as the law. And it's just like, again and again and again, another fucking cop. White motherfucker killed another one of us.
Right, right. Okay, and you know what? She says that. No. Don't look. See, that's why I say you want to check her. You want to dig into her yourself, because she actually says that herself. She says that, yeah, you know, she realized what they did. She did, you know, she goes through all the hobnobbing and rubnobbing and slobbing and dick slobbing and all. She goes through all that with everybody, but then she goes on to say, but we got to look at him. She says that she doesn't look at him like a martyr, which I'm pretty sure some people don't look at him as a martyr, you know. For, you know, this particular revolution.
The aspect of it is this. We can't. Come on, man, my niggas.
Like she said, we shouldn't commemorate him as a martyr.
This is the vision that we have to have. Fuck what she said. Well, we know as hood niggas that been in the hood, you, snuff. Let's look at the big picture here now.
Mm.
We can't let another motherfucker tell our story.
No, we never can.
The story is that this is the last brother that motherfucker seen on TV. There were brothers that got seen shot on TV where we never really did that. This is the last one.
Right.
That everybody's seen, and they finally doing something about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the last one.
Yeah. Because it was so vivid. It was that shit.
All videos we saw, the cops shooting motherfuckers, niggas and killing niggas, killing teenagers, niggas, young brothers. Now this is the one where niggas, everybody's standing up. Let's not get diverted from our path. We want this to happen.
Right.
Because I'm tired of it. Nigga, you got treated that way. I did. Everybody our age, we're from generation X, nigga. We got treated probably not as worse, but probably just as bad as motherfuckers when it was slavery, nigga. They was pulling us over, chasing our, you know, checking our cars, beating niggas up. Martin got beat up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We all got handled. Trust me. Trust me. From time to time, we all got handled. You know,
exactly.
We all did.
Exactly.
Now,
they mistreated us, cuz we was criminals, but we didn't deserve to get treated how they treated it. They did that because it was an opportunity to fuck up a black man because I'm a white fucking supremacist motherfucker that grew up in St. Cloud and never been around niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm a police here with a gun. I have the license to kill. I could do whatever the fuck I want to you.
Well,
and that's what that guy did.
I don't think. I think they felt like that to some degree, but I actually absolutely know they felt like they had a license to whoop ass on a daily basis. They have a license to whoop ass.
Come on, man. Did you lose your
if they have a hard time at work, I mean at home that day, if they dog run away, if they car catch a flat tire, you know, if they coffee spilt on their pants, they can whoop ass.
How many cops got away with murder? Let's go back to Fernando Castillo. That cop got not guilty for that. He clearly killed that brother for no reason on camera.
Okay, true, absolute, no chaser. True.
Let's not forget about him. He was a brother, he was a good brother. He had a license to carry. He told the cop he had a gun.
Right.
And he had a license to carry.
Why would you tell a cop that?
Cop asked him for his identification. The brother went to reach for it, and he killed him. You know what I'm saying? He was fired
If you gonna shoot the cops, you wouldn't
but
tell him you
not
got a
guilty,
gun.
Nigga.
Right. Right.
This is this shit. I mean, it's they do shit. With us, it's different. It's not the law.
Right.
What they want. How did that motherfucker not get the murder charge, nigga? That nigga didn't have a gun or nothing in his hand. This motherfucker killed him, nigga. Shot him up. She go, girl, his girlfriend was like, oh, he shot his arm off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In the video, she's like, he shot his arm off. Nigga.
Nope.
The nigga told him I have a gun license. I have a license to carry. I got a weapon.
Yeah,
he
so
told
if you're
going to
shoot
so
the cop, you're definitely
that,
not going to tell him you got a gun.
Yeah.
So as soon as he told him that, that cop should have been like, okay, just keep your hands up the wheel, let's get out the car. Where's your gun at? Just, you know, whoa. All right, put your hands on my handcuff. This is temporary. That's all he had to do. The man was honest. He didn't pose no threat. That motherfucker killed him, nigga. Killing another nigga. Killing a nigga, man. They kill niggas with cell phones in their hands. Come on, man. I'm not a racist motherfucker, but I do see what it is, nigga. And I know I've been missed. You know, I had a cop tell me, nigga, after me and all of us got into it, was you there snuff that night? You was there. It was all at Andre Simmons' motherfucking house.
Right. We got into it at the State Fair that night.
Yeah.
Right.
That big ass
with the Northern Dog,
that truck was like, oh, that's just nice. And a big cop diesel white boy stepped out of here like, shut the fuck up, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You stole it, nigga. Yes, you stole it.
Yep.
You picked him up and you bounced him on top of a motherfucking car, nigga. You was robbing with him. I remember that. You remember
yep,
that?
He cut my brother John. And that's when John stopped the gang violence. Hey, pulled a knife out. He cut my brother John. He cut Mad Kid. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know John. I don't remember John even being there.
Yeah, the white boy cut. Man, trust me. He cut John. He cut him. At the State Fair when he was at the Capitol.
It was the taste of Minnesota, nigga.
That was that thing. It was the taste. He just said it, too. It was the taste of Minnesota. Right.
And we was there, and motherfucking nigga, a white boy.
He did. He jumped out calling us niggas in our hood.
Yep.
Because he wanted all the smoke. Huh?
He wanted all the smoke, and that's how it was back then. Mm.
We actually was commenting on this shit. Like, man, that motherfucker's tight as fuck.
How'd that go for y'all?
He was a big diesel white boy. He got out, you know, fucking something, nigga. And I didn't see him hit John, but all I know is I seen you hit him and bam him kind of on like a car hood, nigga, and you, like, handled him.
Just pushed him a little. But then he pulled out.
He pulled out
the fucking little pocket little joint like, you know, niggas be like you be carrying.
Warriors.
A little sharp little butter cutter he pulled out. Because he barely even touched my brother. And I had to take my brother straight from that spot right there, right downtown to the motherfucking hospital to get him like 10 stitches in his shit. Because he cut that nigga to the bone, son.
Really? Really?
Absolute no chaser, my nigga. For real.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, from that shit that night at the fucking taste.
I didn't know that.
We was all squabbling because it was like, listen, the thing about it, remember, it was like maybe 10 to 15 of us, and he must have had people because we was started fighting a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, there was a whole bunch of people there. A whole bunch of white dudes. I ended up going up with some fucking bigger white dudes, dude.
Like, he got out for a reason. Like, he was deep, son. He wasn't by himself. He got out chopping, talking, wanting all the smoke for a reason.
I ended up going downtown St. Paul for that. Then the police ended up, you remember when the police came up? I tried to get away, and that's a big-ass white boys in my way, so I couldn't...
Honestly, no, I didn't, because I remember my brother came up when we was still kind of fucking looking for people to squab. He's like, he cut me, and so that just took my whole attention. When my brother was like, he cut me, and then he showed me all the blood, I was like, let's go. Oh, and we mashed. I mashed him downtown to get them stitches.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep, I ended up going downtown, man, but the police got me in the car. And I was like, man, the motherfuckers jumped out on us. And he was like, shut the fuck up. I'll put my boot between your black ass ears. I was like, what?
Oh, for real?
Yeah, that's what he told me, dude. And going downtown, and it was like a disorderly conduct or some old shit like that.
And that's what
dude.
The police told you.
Yeah, but they didn't take no white boys to jail.
I know.
They didn't take no white boys.
I know.
Took niggas,
they just took niggas.
So right now, with this shit going on, this is going to change. Hopefully, this is going to change everything. This shit is global. This is in Africa, London, niggas everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And finally, maybe a black man can actually have a chance and a voice out here. You know what I mean? Because these white motherfuckers need to be noticed. These racist motherfuckers, like, fuck racism. If you're from racist, you're going federal joints automatically. If you're known to be a racist fucking society and you belong to a racist group,
well,
you motherfuckers is done.
Now, you see, they just tore down all the stats. Basically, they're tearing down all of the racist monuments from the Civil War. They're about to tear down Lee's shit, General Lee's shit. And this shit's been sitting there since 1890-something. And they're about to tear his shit, the fuck down. You know?
All that shit, and all that KKK, and all that shit, yeah.
So how do we identify the cool white dudes, the allies?
I mean,
well, just like my guy said, we got to start asking them questions and seeing how they really feel. Like, what's his name? Your man, football head ass motherfucker. You see, he stumbled up.
Deion Sanders.
Nah, fucking what's his name? Your man that you know that's Drew Brees. You see how Drew Brees stumbled up on them funny ass words? He's like, you know, I will never, in the middle of the crisis, you know, I will never kneel. I will never respect anybody that kneels for the flag in the middle of the crisis, the middle of the rivalry, the middle of the police brutality, in the middle of all this shit. And that's what he said. That's why everybody's on the top of his motherfucking head right now. Mm. Everybody's on his hat right now.
It wasn't about the flag,
and he knows that. That's why they're on top of his head, because he knows that it wasn't about the flag, and he just wanted to make a fucked up statement to be on some racist shit, to be on some bullshit. Yeah. And that's why people are on top of his head right now. Everybody from the league, he had to listen. He made that statement. Donald Trump came back and commended him for that statement. Then after everybody got on top of his head, he took the statement down. Then Donald Trump came back and was like, what the fuck? Fuck you. You took that statement down? Nah. And sat up there and boiled his ass in fire and brimstone. Mm.
Right.
Yeah. Was like, what? Right. You took the statement down? Ah, yeah. I thought you was for Americans not kneeling. Right. And, you know, just kind of, you know, fried his ass in fire and brimstone. For real, he rebuked him right away. He was like, "Oh no, nah, I thought you could talk in tongues." Nah,
was this Drew Brees' take on the George Floyd shit?
Yeah, that's Drew Brees' take on the George Floyd shit. You didn't hear the comment, LeBron James. Everyone in the league, everybody that you know has got something to say. And just like we were just talking about, the Charles Barkley was the only person to stand by Drew Brees to some degree. to some degree. He didn't stand all the way by him, but he was like, you know, Drew Brees is a good person. I know he's not a racist. You know, he sympathized with him to the 10th power. You know what I'm saying? He was like, yeah, you know, I know, you know, we all slip up and say things. You know me, I done did all kind of things in the league that I would not do now that I'm smarter. You know, just dumb. You know, he just, you know, which that's Charles. Right. He gonna do that. And then, you know, what's his name? The white guy, I forget his name. He on there crying. He on there literally crying, like, you know, coming to tears. Like, I can't believe Drew would even say some shit like that. He got Shaq damn near coming to tears. Shaq is holding back tears. Like, yeah, I don't know, man. You know, I don't know why he even said that, man. This is not the time. He knows. You know, Shaq is going in like crazy, too. You know, he's like, man.
Right, right.
You check it out. It's all on YouTube, the whole nine. You know, check it out. You know, that's what's going on, man. But yeah, they tearing down right every monument, man.
If Buffalo say some shit, they mean it right now.
Right now, that's exactly it.
When you say some shit, you mean it. And if you don't fit in, you don't fit in. Move
that's where they coming
the
from,
bitch, and get socked in your motherfucking mouth.
That's where they coming from. That's where a lot of these guys are coming from. A lot of people are not accepting his apology.
Right.
A lot of people are not in acceptance of his apology. Hey, babe, what you in there doing? What are you messing with?
You're a separatist, dude. Be a separatist. You made yourself known.
Yeah.
Now,
making this shit known.
Honor,
yeah, definitely.
Don't be a bitch. Live up to your shit.
Live up to your shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's what the... Hey, man. Hey, man.
And
you know what? That's one thing about Donald's dickhead ass is that, hey, man, that's who he is. If he say it, motherfucker, right, I said it and I meant it.
Exactly. Dude, he's orange.
And exactly. He don't give a
you
shit.
So
and that's
like
what he... And that's what he thought. And that's what he thought. Drew Brees was one of his common individuals. Like, oh, Drew's got a voice. Oh, hell yeah, good. Finally, somebody with a voice on my team about this dumb shit. You know, and boom, that's what happened. You know, and hey, man, even Drew Brees' number one teammate is going on. Is on the top of his head right now, man. It's hot. It's hot for him.
So Trump agreed with it at first, and then now. He got bad grades.
Trump
was like, oh, no, oh, wait.
No. He didn't give a fuck about his grades. Now, after it came out and the society of sports everywhere hated everything he said, and he issued an apology for every word he said, that's when Trump said, ah, hell no, nah, and he rebuked him. Because that ain't how Trump is. Trump is like, if I said it, I meant it, nigga. What you gonna do?
Yeah.
And that's what he expected from Drew Brees. You know, and he should have expected that from Drew Brees. You gonna say some shit like this in the middle of war, civil basic war, unrest?
You know, them big black men got his back. He only getting hit.
Yeah. They're like, man, he's like, he know what he said. He said this shit knowing that he plays in a fucking predominantly black freaking state. He plays in a predominantly black area, man.
Profession.
Come on, man. In a predominantly black profession, it's the Negro Football League. We know this. I mean, come on.
Where all that Kaepernick shit started.
So. Yeah. You know.
I think the real reason why these white boys are motherfucking, these white boys, they're jealous, cuz. And they're intimidated by brothers because we're bigger, we're stronger, we're fierce, and we dominate. We could dominate a country. We could run a country municipally.
That's true.
That's what they're afraid of.
Well, what they're really...
advanced, ancient people, man.
They're not afraid. You know what they're afraid of? They're afraid of revenge. That's the only thing they're afraid of, man. They're afraid of revenge because we know as history has shown us that once countries get overthrown by the people, that they have a fucking animosity held so strong... From being held and oppressed for so long, hey man, they don't want no Hitler Holocaust shit popping on the top of their head right now. They won't have it. They won't even have it. They won't have it to the point where they will blow this motherfucker up before it gets taken over, son. Trust me. They don't want
that. We're the original man, and yeah, we're mixed, but we're mixed with indigenous blood to the country, to the earth. You know, these motherfuckers is there, but. We're an advanced being, dude. Our genes and shit like that are far more advanced. We can run than they can. And but they always, you know, endure the fucking having the up on everyone. Like, we were sent back for 100 years, fam. And so, yeah, we started from the beginning. That's why you got more white people living in mansions than you do niggas. Because this country wasn't ran on that pretense. So what they are, they're intimidated and they're scared of us, because they want to keep us in check. You know, this fucking,
of course,
that's what it's always
that's
been.
That's what it's always been.
Cultural cleaning.
Hey, that's why. Hey, you said it and you hit it on the motherfucking head on the nail. That was the hammer with the nail in the coffin right there. That was it right there. You said it, man. They want to keep us in fucking check. And guess what? The thing about that is, people were saying, well, what's the agenda? See, we're doing this. All of the top motherfucking people that's in this fucking crowds and shit, they're saying, hey, man, they're like, well, they out there doing all that shit, but they ain't got no motherfucking agenda. They ain't got no motherfucking reason to be. They ain't got nothing behind it. Not what they gonna do. What are they doing it for? Listen, we doing this shit to instill fear, okay? That's what the rioting and shit was for, to instill fear, which it did. You see, everything was boarded up. Everything's boarded up. That instilled fear. That was fear. When you seen the military surrounding the police stations, nigga, that was fear. That was one of our things, was to instill fear and to put these niggas in check. That's what it was. It was to instill fear and to put these niggas in check.
Preach it.
And that's exactly what the fuck we did. And that's what we will continue to do, is to instill fear and continue to put your asses in check. Because it's exactly what they just tried to do. They've been doing us forever. They've been keeping their knee on our necks, keeping us in check. And niggas, and all these proper, all these old black nationalists, all these religious speakers and everything's like, well, we got to have a goal. We got to have a plan. Nigga, the plan is to instill fear and put these niggas in check. And that's exactly what the fuck we had to do. And that's exactly what we just did. As a race, as a society in Minnesota. And it wasn't just black, and it wasn't just ADOS. Okay? You know, it was done for ADOS. You know, but it wasn't just ADOS, which is African descendants of slaves. That's who we are. You know, when they talk about reparations, that's not for people of color. That's not for people of color, fam. Reparations is not for people of color. It's for ADOS, African descendants of slaves, son. That's what the reparations are for. That's what this is for. This is who we've been treated bad. That's what I'm saying. We've been treated bad. ADOS been treated bad.
It's coming out now, like,
yeah, like we've been treated bad, son. That's what this is about.
But it's coming. But that's all it is.
And trust me, it bled over two people of color.
Man,
it bled over two people of color. But it all started off with us.
You might even be Aboriginal to this land here. They just tell us we came on boats. Didn't that many slaves come to 48 on boats?
No, I know, but I'm saying, but the ones that did is ADOS, and them are the ones that are, yeah, African descendants of slaves. It's actually a movement.
Their blood's in it.
Yeah, and hey, man, that's you know, that's where all of this fucking unrighteousness started from, us being treated like that and never really giving the shit that they said that they was gonna let us, you know, have as being equal. We never got equality. We never got that. We wasn't equality here in Minnesota. When they took Rondo, that's why they got Rondo days, because they tried to split up the fucking hood when we had everything in the hood that we needed. They couldn't stand it, so then they put a fucking freeway down the middle of that bitch and left it there for, built it quick before we could even say anything about it, and then left it there for 7 to 8 years unfinished.
Sandwich, Grandpa.
Oh, it's here right there. Left it there. Left an open highway with nothing on one side and nothing on the other, just to clear out a whole community. It was 400 houses there. 300 of the houses there were black homes. Oh, that's why it's Rondo days. To remember that we actually had a full neighborhood, that we had our own stores, schools, community. And listen, they tried to do it like they did it over south and put a big ass and put it up over so we couldn't see across that freeway. They tried to put it up. But we petitioned to at least get it dropped in a hole in a gully so we could look across there and see our neighbors that was niggas that still had them little houses on each side of this freeway. So, you know, they've been... Listen, we've been treated wrong, man, from the beginning, man, especially here in St. Paul, Minneapolis, too. I just read up on some shit, how they did niggas in Minneapolis was crazy as hell, especially right around that area.
Do and recognize right now, my niggas, is that it's happening. This shit is happening right now. This shit is like national. It's global. All over the fucking globe. Dude, it's something about to change. And we are better men. We are. And hopefully it changes in our favor.
Look, you had to go sit down for that one, man. You went to the corner, man. You gonna take a leg.
I'm saying, but we all try to be.
I know. I'm gonna get him when he come back.
You want me to make you another sandwich, babe? Huh? Do you want a taco? You do? You should get a taco.
Which one's the plain one?
Hey, man, let me get up off this phone.
All right, man, that's what it do, my G. Good chopping it with you.
You know, he's always positive, man. I'm going to stay in touch, nigga.
Yeah.
But, babe, I want you to sit right here.